This is the Trucking Entrepreneurs Podcast, the show where entrepreneurs share their own unique stories, discuss business trends, the impact of technology, and their entrepreneurial journey, plus how you can benefit from their products and services. Join your host, Derek Williams, and today's special guest as he takes you on a journey through interviews with innovators in the trucking and logistics industry. This is the Trucking Entrepreneurs Podcast. Here's Derek.
Are you having trouble looking for qualified and efficient truck drivers? Have you ever gone through drivers who failed to meet your expectations? We know that filling the empty spot with a suitable candidate has always been challenging. In fact, you might have been filtering through applications, but you can't decide if they are the right person for the job. Rig on Wheels Broker and Recruitment Services is here to help you through the process. You can lean and depend on our team of experienced truck driver and recruiting professionals to do the deed for you. But that's not where all things end. If you are a professional CDL driver looking beyond the horizon, let us help you. We have over 50 trucking companies looking for qualified Class A drivers. So what are you waiting for? Head on to www.rigonwheels.com to learn more or call us at 281-968-3100. This is Rig on Wheels Broker and Recruitment Services, your reliable partner for high-quality truck drivers. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Trucking Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is your host, Derek Williams. Today's guest is Mr. Patrick Holmes, CEO of 72 Advisors. In this interview, you'll hear him talk about his experience and expertise in financial planning, helping clients chart their paths to reach destinations they want to achieve both now and later in life. As your trusted advisor in financial planning, he can help truckers increase their incomes through real estate investments or other means, leverage those earnings into additional assets, create lasting plans for retirement and family, and offer advice that benefits truckers themselves as well as their loved ones down the line. So without further delay, let's join in with Patrick. Greetings, Patrick. Welcome to the Trucking Entrepreneurs Podcast. How you doing today?
Hey, Derek. I'm doing well. I really appreciate you having me on your podcast. I've really been looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem at all. You're welcome, and I'm glad to have you on as a guest, man. I've been looking forward myself, and the subject that we're going to be covering, that's very much needed. That's for sure.
Well, I tell you, whenever I saw your profile and stuff, and I reached out, you know, the listener, I reached out to Derek to be on your podcast there. And I guess if I remember correctly, you're thinking, oh, you're like, wow, you thought it was a scam or something like that. And I was like, nah, man, this ain't no scam. I'm for real. I'm trying to look, trying to be on your podcast.
That's right. I remember that because the way it came up through, Facebook when you reached out to me on the message. Yes, sir. I was like, wow. So I'm glad I didn't X you out or delete you and stuff, man. And, you know, I checked you out. I was like, okay, he looks like he's legitimate. So I'm glad I went that extra step and not, you know, deleted you and think it was a, you know, what do you call it, spam or whatever.
Yeah. Appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Yes, sir. No problem at all. Glad to have you. Yes, sir. So, Patrick, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little, you know, back history. Where are you from and, you know, so forth?
Well, so originally I was from close to Fayetteville, North Carolina. So it's kind of a rural area, Fayetteville, mm-hmm. if anybody's familiar with that area. but I grew up around there, North Carolina native my whole life. And I actually came out to Charlotte, so I didn't move too far away from home, about 2.5 hours. And that was in 2010. You know, I still remember driving over the hill saying my goodbyes to go off to college and stuff. And, you know, it, It's funny because it's been 12 years now that I've been in and around the Charlotte area, and there's just a lot more opportunities out here that can really, I guess, move my business forward. And I really like helping the folks, back home as well. With the saying, you don't ever forget where you came from. That's you can't move forward without bringing people with you. And really, that's what it's about. It's about helping people, and that's where I help people out is in the financial arena.
Gotcha. So what caught your interest in that? I mean, was it you was exposed to that type of setting? I don't know, through a parent or parents or a family member. What actually pointed you in that direction to go in the financial industry?
So it's kind of a funny story. My background, I didn't go to college for finance or anything like that. I actually went to school for history and political science. But the funny thing is, a lot of things in the financial industry are kind of historical. They repeat, history repeats itself, that kind of stuff. And so it's actually helped out quite a bit. But as far as, my interest, whenever I was growing up, my friends used to, they're like, "Patrick, you're the cheapest guy I know." I'm like, "No, I'm not cheap. I'm frugal. I make good decisions." And it just kind of went along from there. But originally I wanted to be a highway patrolman, so I wanted to ride up and down the road and give out speeding tickets and press the gas on that charger and just turn the blue lights on and just ride up and down the interstate. That's what I wanted to do, and I guess it just wasn't meant to be. And whenever I got turned down for that, it really, the doors really started flying open for me in the financial arena. And it's just kind of mind blowing how many doors have opened. Because as soon as I took that first step, I went and worked for a large credit union, and they actually said I was the second choice for the applicant. I'm like, "Well, I appreciate it. I'll take the job." And it was, the starting salary was just $25,000, and this was in 2012. You can't, or 2013, you can't live on $25,000. And so, whenever I mean to tell you, the first year was tight. Well, the first couple years was just tight. And it's just, no, I didn't have any internet. I think I had a couch, or a recliner, no cable. I'd be in the parking lot talking to people on the internet through the community Wi-Fi. And so, whenever I mean, I'm in the financial space now, and I talk about money. A lot of the things that I talk about is because I've been in a position where there was not a lot of stuff to go around, and having that perspective and that background has really been able to really be in a position to where I can ask really good questions about people's values around money and why you're spending money and where you're investing money and that kind of stuff. And so really, I spent 5 years at that credit union and started noticing some gaps inside of the financial industry to where I'm like, "All right, maybe there's a better way to do things." And so whenever that thought got in my head, that's whenever the wheels started churning. And so I ended up leaving the credit union. It was just a phenomenal financial foundation, and just they paid for a lot of education for me in the financial arena. Just financial counseling, financial planning, insurance, investments, and just an absolute godsend as far as the education component to the financial planning and that kind of stuff. And so it's really been, I've been building off that for years now, and next year will be 10 years in the financial industry. But the amount of, I guess, behind the curtains opportunities that I've been able to witness has just been nothing short of a miracle. Because if it wasn't for that experience and the opportunity to see behind the scenes, I wouldn't have been able to structure the business the way I wanted to structure it in order to be able to present solutions that are, in my opinion, a little bit, better than what the industry has to offer. So that's kind of a lot in a nutshell, and I guess all things work together. And so that's really how I got here, is just, I took a chance on an open door, and just the next thing I know, four or five more doors had opened up, and that's now here I am. So.
Wow. So that's amazing. So basically, what you're seeing, the gaps in what the credit union you work for that apparently they didn't offer, or some of the potholes, I guess you could say, you added that, those weaknesses that they may have had, you learned and educated yourself on that, amongst other things, is that what actually be like, hey, I know this, I learned this, I know this is a great value, I put this all together. Is that kind of like what spurned you? Like, hey, let me start my own business so I can teach people the whole, I'm going to say the whole full pie of the financial aspect.
Yeah, well, the full pie analogy is really exactly it because, what I'm trying to do is really just be an educator. I'm trying to teach people about how the financial industry is actually structured. And once you understand how it's structured, then you can understand, the decisions that you can make, whether it comes to insurance or investments. One of the areas that I talk about is your insurance coming from a captive agency? And basically, what that means is if, and I'm not going to specifically say any business names here, but if you're going to an insurance agency and they only offer one insurance carrier, you can guess what insurance carrier you're going to get. You're going to get that one. And so, kind of how I've structured my business is it's all about choice. I want people to come to me and have choices. And so, if I can combine that education aspect of these are your options whenever it comes to these insurance pieces, these are the styles of investment portfolios that we have access to. This is what you can consider doing whenever it comes to cash flow planning and saving a little bit of money on taxes. The title is financial planning, but it gets into so many different like subcategories of banking and tax planning and employer benefits review and cash flow with like loans. And then you got a subcategory of that of personal loans and credit cards and mortgages. And it takes a lot of time and effort to really get comfortable of understanding how they all flow together, because they all flow together. They all come together as far as that analogy you talked about, the pie. But a lot of the industry only presents one piece of the pie, and they don't tell you about the other seven pieces that are out there.
Okay. Interesting. So I heard a key word, seven. Your company name is 72 Advisors, right?
So there's a actually kind of a long story with that, but I'll give you the quick version. I'm a numbers guy. I like sort of understanding how numbers work, that kind of thing. Seven is it's got a pretty big background if you read anything about like biblical history and that kind of stuff.
That's right.
And whenever you look at two, a lot of people went out and accomplished things in partnerships, and so that's kind of how I viewed it, and that's kind of how the name of the business came up. It was a biblical based background or a biblical name, and I kind of just came up with it through that. But what was interesting, actually, after I chose that name, was when you start thinking about math and numbers, that kind of stuff, set the number 72 is actually very interesting, because if you start learning about the rule of 72, that's a pretty that's a so if you take 72 and you can divide it by 11, then you can figure out what kind of rate of return that you get and how many years it would take to double your money, that kind of stuff. And so it's really interesting how that's actually, I didn't even think about that whenever I named it. I just named it. I was like, there's a couple different ways that you could interpret that, but there's so many different areas inside of finances. There's, whenever I take people through the wealth steps order of operations, that's six areas, but we're pretty close to seven. I could definitely add another topic in there, but I think the best advice is whenever it comes through two people, when the two people compounding their brains together to really just bounce ideas off one another. And that's one of the things when people come to me is I'm not trying to steer anyone into one specific financial product or one type of portfolio or one type of insurance. It's really about education. It's about, what's your risk profile if we talk about insurance or investments. And then really, you tell me what you want. I'm just here to tell you what the pros and the cons are of which route you take. And so really, I think that's the best way to be in this industry, inside the financial industry, because it's definitely a it's a position and a role that you've got to have the trust of the consumer. And if you don't have that trust, if you break the trust, then it doesn't matter. It's going to be very difficult to come back from that. And so that's one of the things I don't take lightly whenever it comes to giving out advice and that kind of stuff, is that we want to make sure we plan, and do our due diligence on the front side so that 20 years from now, you're not regretting that purchase that you made, through me and through others. And that's one of the areas that I can really bring some value in is I come across situations to where, I'll find, last week I found $7,000 that, insurance agent was trying to push this product on one of my clients' mother-in-laws, and they came to me and they were asking, should my mother-in-law do this? And so I started looking and comparing at both of the products, and they were both life insurance policies, but the agent was trying to push this policy and get her to basically cancel the old one and get the new one. And I'm like, if you make this decision, it's going to cost you $7,000. But you're not going to hear that from the insurance agent. But one of the things that you got to realize is that, if you're only selling one product, if your revenue is only coming from one source, the odds are you're only going to push that product and you're only going to push that type. So like in that situation, it was life insurance, but there's been other situations to where, if I review like a 401k plan or something, this one decision, and this one was last week also, but one fund selection difference would be the difference between like $22,000 over the course of 30 years. That's big time, opportunity cost there, because if I just found 22 grand and instead of it going to a wasted fund expense, like the ratio, then what happens is, that's money that's in your pocket and you can turn around and invest that, and that 22 grand will probably grow over long term and be, $300,000-$400,000. And so that's kind of what I do is I find a lot of money that's falling out of people's pockets, that the only way anybody would ever be able to recognize that is if they had a background in understanding how the financial industry was actually set up.
Okay,
That's a lot,
gotcha.
and I don't want to really, go too far into that, because I could talk to somebody for hours about this stuff. It's fascinating, and there's just a lot of opportunity there for somebody that wants to do the right thing, that they can definitely come into the industry and just provide so much value.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yes, sir. Well, you've touched a little bit on it already, but if you don't mind sharing with the our viewers and listeners exactly, what do you offer and, your services and everything with 72 Advisors.
So 72 Advisors is really just an educational and consulting firm. It's not, it's not an advisory service where I'm offering financial planning. That's actually through a partnership that I have with a registered investment advisor. So, I'll start everybody out and just we'll talk about, education. We'll talk about how the financial industry is structured. We'll dive into the seven traps, and I call it the seven traps of the American dream, because a lot of times we're sold this dream that, we can achieve financial independence, and we can, but it's got to be structured, and there has to be a systemized approach to it. And so what I've been able to do is just, break it down into a couple different topics that are really important. And then I've found the relationships and the partnerships to where we can implement solutions that are not captive. I'm held to zero, production goals. I'm held to zero requirements for pushing money into any type of portfolio or anything like that. And that's really,
Gotcha.
it was with that intent from the start that I was like, I don't want to be able to be a captive agent if I need to do insurance. I don't want to funnel people into, one specific investment portfolio. Like, it's all about choice, and that's one of the things that I've been able to do is provide choice. And so there's three areas that I like to focus on, and these three areas are going to cost people a lot of money if they make the wrong decisions, and it'll save them a lot of money if they can make the right decisions and really invest that money. And so those three areas are, it's insurance, it's investments, and real estate. So all three of those are three separate industries, but once you start understanding how they're structured, you can save the client so much money. And so, whenever it comes to insurance, we're a full service insurance agency. So that's 72 Insurance Advisors. I can do everything from life to disability, and then we're getting into the property and casualty for the truckers. And so that's just a huge area because of how much the insurance premiums have went up just in the last, the last year or so. I mean, it's all about, saving money and taking the savings that we found and putting that to a higher and better use. And that's just one of the areas, and then we get into, investing and financial planning and that kind of stuff. And that's through our relationship with our registered investment advisor. But you know, we've also got an affiliation with a real estate firm. And so the folks that are, they're a little bit farther along in their wealth building journey, then, you know, we can come into the picture. You know, we can, you know, maybe lower the, if they're selling their home, then maybe we can lower a little bit on their, you know, listing fee or something like that, because that's right. What we're here to do is we're here to keep as much money in your pocket and at the same time, you know, advise and educate, and just, we want to empower people. That's what we're here for. We want to empower them to make the best decisions that they can with their money, so that what they can do is accomplish their financial goals. And that's kind of a lot in a nutshell there, but that is, that's kind of the goal: real estate, investments, and insurance.
Oh, okay. So basically what pick up from you is, number one, you definitely do like to educate your clients. And then also what I pick up from you is you also do, would a proper term be analysis, or you dissect the person or the client, excuse me, to see where they at, what they have, what they're currently doing at the moment you meet them, and then you evaluate everything and then educate them to see, or let them know what may be the better route to take to improve their chances of, I guess, a successful financial future. Am I on the right track?
Definitely on the right track there. The process that we're taking through, you know, I mentioned earlier, the wealth steps order of operations. So whenever I take people through the first category, is I call it the mindset shift. And really what that is an industry and money education. So we'll go through a little quick survey of, you know, what your thoughts are around money, like how were you raised with money, that kind of stuff, and really dive into your values around money. Because once we understand that, we understand your decisions and how you think about money, you know, why you do the things that you do with it. Once we can kind of figure that out, at that point, the advice that I can give is so much better, because now I'm already in the back of my mind thinking about, all right, you know, can we save some money here on some excessive fees or interest based off of, well, he doesn't want to be in this style because it supports this specific industry. There's just so many different pieces there. And so without me just completely, you know, overloading the listener with so much information on how the industry is structured, it's mindset shift. We go through the cash flow mastery, and that really goes into like understanding your income sources, whether that's self-employment or salary. And then we go through credit. We go through, you know, picking out mortgages. If somebody's got student loans, you know, that's a topic area, you know, getting some type of credit line in place. That's a big deal for the trucking professional is having access to cheap credit. That's a big deal. And so we talk about where we can find those lines of credit. We talk about different ways to, you know, really, you know, I call it credit card hacking. So a lot of truckers, they've got those, you know, they got the Love's cards, they got the different gas station points, that kind of stuff. There's different ways to kind of to build on top of that. And that's the goal from the mindset shift to the cash flow mastery. And then we get into asset protection. That's really talking about insurance. And so that's, you know, we talk about what's your risk level, like how much risk are you willing to take? Because the reason why the insurance needs to come first is ultimately that's designed to protect any assets that you have on the back end. So if you're just building out an investment portfolio first without really thinking about, you know, why and how you're going to protect it, you know, that's just kind of like rolling the dice there. And so we're very strategic in why we do things in a certain order. And that gets into, you know, workers' comp, business liability, you know, the truck and insurance for the guys that are riding down the road. And that's one type of sector inside of the financial industry is the insurance industry. The other side of it is really the investment side of it. And so whenever you think about the insurance industry versus the investment industry, basically that's the financial industry right there. One side is the fear side, which is going to sell some type of insurance product. And then the other side is the greed side. And so that's where we talk about unlimited, you know, returns, that kind of stuff. And that's usually the selling point and the sales tactic that most financial professionals are going to use if they're trying to steer you down that one specific path. And so whenever I talked about earlier, if you got a pie there and the consumer knows there's 8 pieces of the pie there, the odds of that, let's just call them a pie salesman selling that one piece of the pie, the odds go down quite a bit. And so what I'm trying to do is really educate and just show people that, hey, you know, we've been told that there's only one piece of the pie and that we have to get that one blueberry pie. And I'm like, well, if you don't like blueberry pie, there's, you know, there's strawberry cheesecake over here if you want it. And so it's just whenever I say risk profile or insurance, it's really about what, like, what do you want? Like, do you want to really have the top-notch level insurance coverage? Or are you okay taking a chance on paying a little bit less, but knowing that you might have to come out of pocket on the back end, you know, through your assets? And so that's it's really, it's based off your values, it's based off your risk profile, and really, you know, once you get an advisor that understands your values, that is absolutely where, you know, the money is saved and the money is made at, is just, you got to match up, you know, your advisor with the right values, and that's kind of what I'm shooting for.
Right. Oh, okay. You know, you mentioned.
Are you a startup that wants to dive into the trucking industry? Do you have the necessary knowledge and tools to venture into the industry? If you are still figuring out what to do, the Trucking Transportation Academy is here to shed light on your trucking inquiries. Logistics has shown its brilliance and importance during these challenging times. Thus, it is crucial to be well-equipped and trained because knowledge is power. The Trucking Transportation Academy is all about making the industry better by providing state-of-the-art consulting services and training courses designed to make your trucking journey seamless, from processing permits, compliance and safety, training materials for the truckers, and so much more. The Trucking Transportation Academy also specializes in freight brokering and offers freight dispatch courses. You don't only need drivers, but quality and dependable drivers who know road safety and regulations to elevate your trucking business to the next level. We offer that to our academy as well, and you know what's better? We offer our courses both in person and virtually to accommodate our clients. So what are you waiting for? Visit us at www.truckingtransportationacademy.com, or you can call us at 833-TTA-2022 to kick off your trucking journey. Together, let's pave the path to success with the Trucking Transportation Academy.
The word I heard in your conversation, as you mentioned, I think it was mindset, or either your mind, I think it was mindset. And, you know, that's one thing with a lot of people is, and that's almost anything we do in life, your mindset has to be reprogrammed. Because, for example, you know, if you raised in a household coming up and you see mom or dad or whoever you was raised by, they wasn't, you know, good with the money as far as saving, investing and things of that nature. And then, you know, normally it's not always the case, but normally a lot of times the child or children, they see that and they continue to pattern if the parents or whoever they was raised by had poor spending habits and investment habits, et cetera, et cetera. So one thing about it is you have to have a mindset change and shift in order. And you see that with athletes all the time. You know, they may have came from a certain mindset from where they was raised and their background or whatever. Then they get these millions of dollars. And then in a few years or once they retire or even before, the money is gone. You know, they didn't have the education like what you actually do and offer to make them aware that, you know, hey, you should handle your money this way, or you should seek this type of, you know, training or education so you can be financially literate to handle your money properly so you won't be broke in 10, 20, 30 years or whatever the case may be. So the mindset is a really, really big thing, man. And that has to be reprogrammed for some people.
And it's extremely difficult to do. I mean, I'll use myself for example. You know, we've all got kind of our vices. I'm a sugar guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
oh, yeah?
You know, but the thing is, if I've recognized that if I don't get a handle on that in the next, you know, next 6 months to a year, you know, within a couple of years, you know, that leads to all kinds of health issues down the road. And
that's right.
And health and wealth go hand in hand. And so,
yep.
You know, if you can't get your health right, it doesn't matter, 30 years from now, the money that you did save and invest, that kind of stuff, is probably going to be going towards some type of, medical treatment or that kind of stuff. And so, whenever folks talk about, being healthy is the best wealth that really anyone can come across, I agree with that 100%. But man, it's hard. It is so hard to pass up Little Debbie snacks whenever I walk into that gas station. Because I'm a sugar guy. Like, I could name off Little Debbie snacks, fudge rounds, zebra cakes, Nutty Buddy bars, Swiss rolls, the full spectrum. Like, I've just – but that was – and but the reason it is, like, that was what was in my house whenever I was a kid. And whenever I walk past the Little Debbie stand, I'm thinking of like me pulling out the can, the the cake drawer at my parents' house whenever I was 12 years old. That's what it reminds me of. And so there's a lot of mental, I guess, I can get into like subconscious stuff, and that's not my field of expertise by no means, but I can definitely personally say that their mindset, money. Our subconscious and our behaviors as kids really affects how we spend money as adults and view money, and it's a very difficult thing to rewire and renew our mind. It can be done.
That's right.
It definitely can be done, but it's not going to be done easily.
That's right.
And when we talk about renewing our minds, there is a way to do that. And you've got to stay on top of that just over and over again, because it's just as soon as you slip, it's extremely difficult to recover. But that's one of the things that I tell everybody. I'm not here to criticize anybody. I'm not here to critique their money. I'm not here to say, oh, you should have done this instead of that. My job is really just to show, what the alternatives are and what the results will be if you do decide, because that's I can't make anybody decide to, get 100% right with their money. That's a personal decision. I've got friends that are they're not making the best decisions with finances, and nobody can ever make 100% great decisions with money. It's just not possible. We can operate at a high level. But I don't think 100% efficiency is possible, because it's about balance. We're trying to balance what we need right now in 2022 with what we want right now in 2022, with what we're going to need in 2040, with what we're going to want in 2040. And it's a very fine line to walk. And so whenever I say, these wealth steps, order of operations, the goal is to kind of find the lost easy money. Whether that's overpaying in insurance premiums, there's so many different areas in the insurance space that money is just slipping through the cracks left and right, and the insurance industry is not going to call you up and tell you to review your insurance coverage. They're not. I can assure you that they're not going to tell you that. And so, really, that's on us to really make sure that we're staying on top of our insurance coverages. And it's the same thing with investment portfolios and other products out there. If you can, find ways to make up. It's one thing if we can just save money on gas station stops. That's $3 here, $7 here. But if you can come in and review someone's financial situation and find $250,000 because of annuity that was sold, 5 years ago that was not a good fit, that's big time life changing money there. And so that's one of the things that we're trying to find the big money that's lost. And make sure and rechannel and refocus that money into, accomplishing your financial goals.
Okay. Awesome. It makes me think of, I remember the job I currently work at now. Early on when I first started, I would constantly be grabbing stuff out of 7-Eleven, either on the way to work or either after I got off work. Sometime I would get breakfast from Hardee's and stuff like that. And I would spend a good portion of my money in 7-Eleven, Hardee's, or McDonald's constantly every day. And especially if I worked overtime, you add those, the extra 1 or 2 days with that. So my dad had told me, he was like, son, write down your expenses every day. Write down what you're spending your money on every day. Do that for a month. and look how much money you're losing and by spending it unnecessarily. He was like, use that money that you're spending at every day, you know, going to 7-Eleven, McDonald's, Hardee's, etc. Go to the grocery store or BJ's or Costco and get you some sandwich meat, bread, you know, the big bag of chips or whatever, pretzels, and make your own lunch and, you know, breakfast, whatever, every day instead of spending it. And I took it as his advice. And when I looked at it over a month's period, man, I'm like, whoa, this is money I could have been saving, investing, using for whatever. You know, it's amazing how much money we spend when we really don't have to. If we just really tighten up the reins a little bit and became, you know, better resourceful, especially if you have some goals that you're trying to receive, we just spend so much money unnecessarily where we, you know, really don't have to. And like you said, it's really a choice. You know, it comes down to a choice in all everything we do. So it just makes me think about what you do, and I could see you saying the same thing. You know, like my dad said to me, you probably maybe would say something similar to a customer. And once a person actually see that, how much money they're losing, you know, that's going to be like, whoa, you know, maybe I should, you know, try something else.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a real eye-opener. And yeah. You know, I'll do a little bit of like budgeting and that kind of stuff with folks, but you know, that's a fine line for someone else to come into the picture and just say, hey, stop spending money on this, because that what they're spending money on may fall in line with their values. And so
that's true too.
It's definitely an area where I've really had to, I guess, figure out how to tread lightly and right. Also at the same time encourage, you know, I've got my own vices. Everybody's got their own vices. You know, I told you my yes. With sugar earlier. So they're like, for me, that's what it is. That's a behavior thing, but I can control it. And so it's funny you mentioned right. That because, you know, there's six different areas that we really need to watch out for. And so whenever we talk about the things that you need to be financially successful, it's you need time, you need yield, and you need money. And so those three things are going to continue moving your you know, your dollars, your net worth forward, but you got to balance them and you have to control taxes, fees, and behavior. So okay. The taxes and the fees, you know, if you're coming to advisor, then you can lean on them. You can lean on a tax planner to really show you how to save money on taxes and your business and stuff. You know, if you can figure out, you know, there's definitely do-it-yourself options for investment management. And so that there's some folks that I've said, you know, hey, you know, you consider managing your own investments. And that's why, you know, approach it from education first. Sure, I can manage somebody's mm-hmm. money for them, like on the investment side of things. But if there's a portfolio that, you know, they can do on their own and save a substantial mm-hmm. amount of money, then, I'm all about education. I'm all about saving money. And the taxes and the fee area, those are two areas that you can do it. And the behavior area okay. is definitely another area that you can make some changes in. I'm just here to bring the education. You know, I've got a online platform for trucking professionals, and anybody can purchase the course. They're very affordable. They're low cost, and they're designed for truckers. But anybody can take the information out of it, because they're definitely, you know, there's definitely concepts and different things in there that. Folks, they're just not going to get it through social media. There's a lot of social right. media accounts that are really steering people, you know, into one specific product, but the name of their account is something, you know, something slick and fancy about money, and so there's really no way to discern it without having an understanding of just figuring it out on your own. Right. Whenever I talk about, you know, we want to make sure that you got access to the full pie and not just the one slice of the pie, that like I truly mean that.
Right. Gotcha. So what areas have you noticed or maybe common that you see truckers may struggle with the most?
Are you looking for insurance or legal assistance that suits your trucking needs? Never fear. Benefits for Trucking is here to provide everything you need. Many people just go through life without health insurance, assuming that they are safe. But the truth is, accidents can happen at any time. It's best to give them some security and peace of mind. while they do what they love without worrying about being inhibited from doing anything. For over 35 years now, Benefits for Trucking has been providing services such as health insurance and business insurances for truck drivers. With this expansion came other additions: outsourced HR services, CDL legal services, roadside assistant membership programs, which ensure added safety, etc. Benefits for Trucking caters to a variety of businesses, ranging from small to large-scale enterprises, creating individualized benefits packages based on client needs. Our staff offers support nationwide at all times throughout the year, never leaving anyone in need behind. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to Danielle to get a free quote at 507-213-0943 or email her at danielle@benefitsfortrucking.com. This is Benefits for Trucking, serving the entire U.S. and your go-to place for your trucking insurance needs.
Notice any type of tendencies?
Well, I guess the behavior could definitely be a struggle point there, especially going in and out of the truck stations. That's a big deal. But another area is increasing the income and managing the expenses. So that kind of falls in the cash flow mastery section. But one of the things that I've been able to do is come up with, we did some research a while back, and we found, probably 30 or 50 different employers, and these are big, large-name trucking companies. And this isn't really more for, like, the independent owner-operator. This is really for the individual that's probably, you know, either starting out in trucking or, you know, within a couple years. If you've decided to be the career driver, one of the areas that we can provide some value in is saying, all right, you know, these companies here I know are paying around, you know, $70,000. These companies are paying around $50,000. And so when we dive into that cash flow mastery section of our Wealth Steps Order of Operations, my goal is to find ways to either cut expenses or increase income, because, like, that is how you get the equity. That's how you get the money and find the money to start investing it or buying real estate, whatever it is. You got to find the money. Like, if you're not knocking down, you know, a ton of money down, and a lot of these trucking business owners are making a substantial amount of money. You can cover up a lot of mistakes when you're making a lot of money. When you're not making a lot of money, you know, in a 40, you know, 30, 50, $60,000, and you got a family behind that, you've got to make every dollar count. It's even more important on that side than it is on the folks that are making a couple hundred grand a year. And so our database has got, you know, employers in there to where, you know, we can say, hey, you know what, you've been with this employer for 4 years. They haven't given you a raise in 4 years. And, you know, if we know that we can go out and try to leverage that knowledge, knowing that, hey, we're going to put you in the negotiating seat, but it's going to be up to you to try to land the job. And so we're trying to build connections with recruiters. And so shout out any recruiter in this episode, you know, please connect with me, because I'd love to be able to send drivers to you to where it makes sense for them to leave their job so that they can go get an extra 10 or 15% salary increase. But it's something else that we focused on is figuring out, all right, what kind of benefits do these companies have? Do they have 401ks? Do they have health insurance, disability insurance? That's a big deal. That's the one thing that I wanted to focus on when we built that little database out, was knowing where drivers can go as far as expecting, you know, 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, 80,000, whatever amount it is. There's certain companies that just aren't going to pay it. And so at that point, when they hit that point, they have a decision to make. Are you going to accept this level of income? Are you going to take a chance and sort of take the reins, take the steering wheel into your hand, literally, and say, you know what, my time here is done. And there's value in having relationships of folks that can speed up the process for getting you from point A to point B. And that's what I tell people, is I'm here to educate. I'm here to get you from point A to point B. You can lean on me for relationships and referral partners and that kind of stuff. And I'm definitely looking for additional referral partners, especially in the, like, the CPA, the tax planning field, because these owner operators, that's where the owner operators they're not gonna have as much negotiating power, but they can definitely save a lot of money on taxes. And that only comes down to either, you know, educating yourself on taxes or paying somebody that can really give some solid advice on tax planning. The kind of the downside is to tax preparers is that they're there to prepare your taxes. Sometimes they've got so many tax returns that they have to get completed. They just don't have enough time to really dive into your individual situation and come up with the actual strategy of how we can save you $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 on taxes. And there's ways to do it. It's just it involves a little bit more than just looking at a tax return for 5 minutes. And that's one of the things that, you know, tax preparers are great. They're great at preparing taxes. But, you know, the business owners, you've definitely got to have somebody that's forward looking and doing tax planning for you.
Right. Gotcha. That makes sense. So what are some of the resources that you have for people in the trucking industry, to be successful? If you're an independent owner, operator, or whatever the case may be, I think you mentioned something about a course, but do you have like a series of courses that someone that's constantly on the road, you know, they hear this podcast episode and say, wow, I really would like to get more educated, so forth and so on. Do you have like programs that someone can dial in while they're on the road or whatever?
Yeah, I would say if there's a trucking that's listening to this episode and they've got, you know, an hour to 2 hours every evening where they've parked the truck and they're just wanting to learn something instead of watching Netflix or something, then yeah, I've got an online platform and I'm coming out with more online courses. And whenever I say they're very reasonably priced, like they're not thousands of dollars. They're okay. Very entry level price points so that they're affordable. They're giving out, you know, I'm not giving out, you know, gems in there that's going to save you $150,000, but there's some nuggets in there that absolutely, like, if somebody goes through those courses, if they get that foundation, and by the time they have a conversation with me, like, we're going to be on the same page. You know, they're going to have an understanding of how and why I'm thinking of the way I am about how the industry's set up and that kind of stuff to really, they're ready to make a decision. They're ready to say, all right, it's time to commit. It's time to get this financial ship or this financial truck moving down the road. And we're going to put this thing in the next gear. And we're getting in what they call it, the hammer lane. Yeah. Speeding this thing up. Yeah. So the online courses are one option. You know, I don't turn people away. I absolutely love to talk to people. I talk somebody's ear off, just, you know, how the industry's structured, money, that kind of stuff. I just like talking to people. So I got to balance that with actually working with clients and stuff. But, you know, if somebody wants to call me and chat for 10 minutes, they just got a basic question, I'll be glad to answer it for them. And so like the phone number and stuff, website, it's all, I think it'll be in the show notes or something with this one, but
yes, sir.
They can connect with me, and I'm trying to put more content out on Instagram. So that's the Main Street Money Show podcast, 72 Advisors. But I don't have enough time to really, you know, put the content out as much as I want to, and really also service the clients at the level that I want to give them. And so that's kind of my goal is to, you know, my clients are their number one, but I'm not about to be stingy with information and that kind of stuff. You know, I'm here to teach and educate and just try to, you know, get people to live the best financial version of their life that they can. And that's just going to bring even more fulfillment to their personal life.
Okay. So that's good, man. You have those courses. So that basically preps your potential clients, preps them ahead of time to be financially literate or whatever the case may be. So when they actually talk to you, like you said, you both will be on the same wavelength and they'll be able to grasp and learn things much quicker and absorb what you're actually trying to teach and, you know, educate on. So that's good that you have those courses. Do you offer any type of seminars or do you have that in the works, anything of that nature? Whether online or in person?
So I'm all the time thinking of new ways to get this information out to more people than what I can. And at the end of the day, it's a time thing. If there were 10 trucking individuals that wanted to come together and said, Patrick, you know what? I want you, like, I've found the other 9 people and, you know, there's 10 of us. Absolutely. I'll do a group coaching session in a second. You know, we could do it for like a 3 week period or 6 week period. A lot of the information that's in that online course is there's a couple different courses on there, but if you get the comprehensive one, that the information that's in there, if they actually implemented the steps and the checklists and the strategies that are in there, it's going to take them a couple weeks to do that stuff on their own. And a lot of them will probably be overwhelmed with the content that's inside of there. I probably undercharge on it, but I'd rather undercharge over deliver than right. overcharge and under deliver. So
most definitely.
Yeah. If anybody wants to do a webinar or something like that, then yeah, I'd have to plan it out. You know, I got to balance clients with non-clients and prospects and that kind of stuff. But right. yeah, I guess the easiest way to do it would probably do some type of Instagram live or something like that on my channel, you know, once a week. But you know, that channel hasn't even been live too long. So, you know, I don't have too many followers on there. So if anybody wants to follow along, you know, it's the Main Street Money Show podcast on Instagram.
Awesome. Yes, sir. So you currently have, you mentioned your one podcast and then what that was Main Street Money podcast. That's one of them. Then that was on, you actually invited me as a guest on the Cash Flow Trucking podcast. So you have two, so, right?
Am I correct? Very close. The Cash Flow Trucking is just a YouTube channel. And so what I'll do is I'll take the audio recording from the podcast and just put it on to the YouTube channel. And I've just launched that YouTube channel. I think there's like 6 subscribers on there. But you know, I've been able to put some more time and effort into getting some videos out there. It's just, you know, balancing putting content out on the podcast versus the YouTube versus Instagram, and also, you know, servicing clients at a high level. It's kind of a lot to manage, but you know, we're slowly getting some good connections there, and good podcast interviews. But the Cash Flow Trucking is really, I did an interview with probably about a month ago. It's called The Helpful Trucker. His name was Maurice Bay. He's a YouTuber. He's got like 60,000 subscribers on there. And he's on the road constantly. We had a great conversation. And that was last month. But yeah, he was put him on the podcast and put his stuff on I think it was on the YouTube channel. So for anybody that wants to check it out, you know, it's there. It's just, YouTube is such a great avenue for just putting out good free information, that kind of stuff.
That's right.
It's just, you know, mm-hmm. balancing all the different platforms is just, it's kind of a lot to manage, but we're doing it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you just take one step at a time, man, to slowly build and, you know, evolve and things of that nature, man. It takes time. You know, very seldom this stuff happened overnight. So you're on the right path and you have a heart that you want to help people. And that's a great thing, man. You're all about helping others, even if it means, I guess you would say maybe, I hate to use this word, but maybe taking a little step back or taking a little blow for the sacrifice of helping others rise above or be successful. But you have that character about you. But I know I'm on the money when I say that. So, you know, with that, you know, just keep doing the right thing. Everything always pays off in the end. What you throw out, you will get back. The energy you throw out doing good and helping others, it'll come back to you in several different type ways. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing.
Planting seeds and we're starting to see some fruit of that. Right. I guess really the big thing for me is I've had some family members that, I guess the nicest way to put it is, we're taken advantage of by a financial industry professional. It costs a substantial amount of money. And every time I see that similar situation, you know, I use that as an example. And it's not necessarily that the worst decision was made, but if the financial professional had presented it in a different manner, there was definitely a better way to structure it, and it would have saved a substantial amount of money. But that's one of the reasons why I do what I do. But we're looking for long-term relationships with folks, and really just the best thing about being in my position is watching other people's successes, and that's one of the I guess there's really nothing more fulfilling than that, is watching other people succeed
right.
and get the success that they wanted to get all along.
Fantastic, man. Fantastic. So where do you see yourself, your company, within the next 2 to 3 years? Do you have any big goals, planned out?
Oh, well. So I've put a lot of thought into where I want to be, both financially, professionally, spiritually. There's so much that goes into that question. I never wanted to create a business that I was a slave to. And so,
that's right.
I would much rather grow slow than take mm-hmm. on folks that just, we're not in the same, we don't have the same values. They're just coming to me to make the money. And I'm not here to, I'm here to help educate and that kind of stuff. But if somebody's just trying to, here, invest this money, make me a ton of money. And like, I'm here for the relationship. I'm here to build and encourage others. And I would say probably having an exclusive client list to where we're really serving these, 25 households very, very well at a high level, whether that's through insurance or investments or real estate, and kind of being like a resource to them, to where if they got a question about finances or some type of topic, then, hey, I love this stuff. I'll research something for 5-10 hours and not think twice about it. But, a lot of people, right. they're coming to us to save them time. And that's really most people's most valuable asset, is their time. If
that's
they're
right.
home with their families and they got kids, that kind of stuff, you don't want to be looking up, different financial topics. A lot of people just find this stuff boring. And so I'd say 2 to 3 years from now, I'd like to have a client list that we're on the same page about, values with money. We're really advancing their finances forward to accomplish their goals, whether that's retiring early or, buying a beach home or mountain home or something like that. That's really what it's about, is putting people in a position to where, they're able to do the things that they want to do. And we get compensated for it on our end. We're building relationships along the way. And I would say 2 to 3 years from now, I'm still probably going to be working pretty hard. I love doing these podcasts. I want to keep doing that. I want to keep being social. I want to get more engaged with some of the, the outreach events, like the trucking industry, some of the trade shows, that kind of stuff.
That's right.
The one that I mentioned to you is up in, I think it's Mount Airy, and I think this is the second year they've done it. But just getting more out in the community, talking to people, meeting people. It's funny, 5 years ago I was out in Texas, and I was actually out there for it was a financial industry expo, but it was supposed to start on like a Friday. I think it was like a Thursday or Friday. I got out there on a Wednesday, and there was a trucking show out there. I think it was Dallas, Texas. And it's kind of funny because I was walking around, I was there for the financial expo, but they had a trucking expo. And I was like, I like looking at these, souped up big rigs more than I do reading about some type of, tech platform for financial people. And so it's right. kind of funny how everything's kind of started to come full circle. But, yeah, I would say 2 to 3 years from now, we're still working hard. We're socializing, meeting people, and just, hopefully giving out way more value than, what some of our competitors are doing.
Gotcha. So with your podcast, how often do you have a certain schedule? Do you come out once a week or once a month? Do you have a certain set schedule so far?
So that's a balancing act. But if you look on the Apple Podcasts, I think it says updated weekly. Well, somebody called me out on it. They're like, Patrick, you're not coming out with episodes weekly. And I was like, you're right. I intended on coming out with them weekly, but I think I've changed it to monthly now. So I started in February, and this is August. So that's, 6 months? And I've got 8 episodes out. So technically I'm right on target, or maybe a little ahead of target. Right. But yeah, the idea for that, the name of it is the Main Street Money Show Podcast. I was in Mount Airy, and I was telling my fiance, I think it was last year, we were walking down Main Street. And so anybody that's been in Mount Airy, North Carolina, it's a very small town. It's where the show Andy Griffith was based out of. It's a really cool little spot if you ever get a chance to go. But I was talking to this small business owner there, And I had asked her if she wanted to be on a podcast talking about her small business. And she was like, yeah, I'd love that. And when we walked out, my fiance was like, you don't have a podcast. I was like, yeah, I don't have one, but I will have one. And it's going to be called the Main Street Money Show Podcast. And so I actually haven't had her on there yet, but we're going to be working with her here in a couple months for some wedding stuff. And so that's the cool thing is that, you know, I'm looking for folks to be on my podcast. You know, it's not really about the technical side of money. We're not giving specific advice on there. That's not what the show's for. It's really about connecting small business owners, entrepreneurs. We're just talking about different topics inside of the financial world. It's not a technical show. It's definitely something that's more, I guess, would be on the entertaining or somebody that's just curious about these little subtopics of different problems that Main Street Americans are facing, because that's really where I can provide the most value in is just the folks that are, they're just, you know, they're not making, you know, $10 million a year. You know, they might be anywhere from, you know, 50,000 to, you know, pushing $1 million a year. We're here to make sure that we're helping Main Street America. I want to make sure that I'm giving back to the same, you know, folks that really pushed me and got me to where I'm at. And so that's what it's about. It's about connecting people on the podcast. You know, I had you on there, and that was a great conversation. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. We'll
be able to have you back on there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we haven't been able to release as many episodes as I'd like to, but you know, it's growing slowly, and some of the episodes that are on there have just been really good conversations with people that have grown their businesses, scaled their businesses, and not just trucking type episodes. But you know, we talked about a couple of difficult conversations that were like end of life planning, and so that was a fantastic episode. Tina, she was the one that was you know, that's her business, and you know, we really dove into a kind of, you know, end of life and money and that kind of stuff. And you know, it doesn't really, you know, money's, you know, what do they say? A wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That's nice. It's a goal to strive for. But at the end of the day, money is not everything. It's not gonna, you know, we're not taking it with us. And those are really the type of folks that I'm hoping to work with and continue working with are the ones that, there's a value on money, but not above relationships and not above, you know, our health and that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Sounds good. All right. So you have something for basically people of all walks of life, the people that's outside of the trucking industry and then people that is in the trucking and logistics industry. You have something for tailored for both or all type of people, I should say. Am I correct?
Yeah. Just because somebody is coming to us and they're not inside the trucking industry doesn't mean I can't help them. There's a lot of value inside of the trucking industry. You know, they're the supply lines to the food stores. There's supply lines to the gas stations.
That's right.
They are literally call them like the lifeblood of the economy. If they decide, you know what, we're not going to work today, there's a lot of people that are going to be hungry and out of gas and stranded on the side of the road. And, you know, when I say we're looking after Main Street America, we're looking after the people that are looking after us. They just, they're under-recognized, and that's something that we want to be able to give back to that community.
That's right. Yes, sir. Genius. So is there anything I missed in reference to your company? Is there any other valuable nuggets you would like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Oh, wow.
That we haven't covered?
Without talking for another hour, I could probably, gosh, there's so much stuff that I'd love to just tell folks about. But I'll say, you know, you got to be careful about a lot of these social media accounts. I follow a lot of money-based accounts on social media, and I can't tell how many times the content that's been put out has been just illegal. It's been just flat-out wrong. It's not something I can put a stop to. It's not something I just encourage people to do their due diligence on where they're learning from, because that's really important. And so, you know, just know that there's a lot of folks that are making, you know, making their living steering people into one financial product when there's, you know, plenty of different options out there for people. So just do your due diligence. And just if anybody's ever got any questions, I'd, like I said earlier, I'm here to help. But the last thing I'll say is no one has ever met with me and said, you know, I should have waited another year before meeting with you. It's always the opposite. It's always, I wish I had done this sooner. You know, you don't get the time back. Time is our most precious asset here on this earth anyway. You know, money's not everything.
That's right.
But, you know, it's never going to bring back losing a loved one. You know, it's not going to eliminate health issues. But we are called to be a good steward of it, and I'm proud of what I do for others and for my family. And so I'll just leave it with that.
Yes, sir. All right. Good deal, man. Appreciate you, Patrick. Appreciate the knowledge you share with us and everything, man. I really do. I know our viewers and listeners appreciate it as well. So before concluding, I use to ask every guest a fun question. So you, I'm not going to exclude you from that. So... you ready?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
All right. So if you could turn yourself into a transformer and turn yourself into any car, truck, vehicle in the world that would be in a likeness of who you are, what vehicle would that be and why?
Wow, that's a difficult question. that's a really difficult question. I would say... I would say, you know, sports car because I like to be quick, but I'm not quick. I'm more tactful and analytical. You know, if I said a Hummer, they're not as quick, but they're pretty sturdy. I'd probably go with a Hummer because, you know, once you get that speed up and going, it's going to be pretty hard to shut it down. So I'll go with a Hummer.
All right. Okay.
Just keep going along over here too.
I hear you, Patrick. I hear you, man. Good answer. Good answer. Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate that, Patrick. Before going, you mind giving yourself a shout out? You know, let our audience let them know how they can contact you for help.
Yeah. So I'd say give us a shout over at Instagram if you're on there at all. It's the Main Street Money Show podcast /72advisors. You can find us for the podcast on Apple, Spotify. It's the Main Street Money Show podcast. Or if they just want to take a look at our website, it's www.72advisors.com, spelled out. And you know, if they can't track us down through that, then just send us a message on Instagram. Just slide into my DMs and I'll always respond.
All right. I appreciate that. Well, Patrick, again, man, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be a guest on the Trucking Entrepreneurs podcast. I appreciate the knowledge you share with us, and I wish you nothing but the best going forward, man. I hope you accomplish all the dreams and goals that you have set out before you, and keep up the good work. And thanks again for having me on your podcast as well, man. I really do appreciate that opportunity.
Yes, sir, Derek. I really appreciate it. Thanks, and have a blessed day.
This episode is brought to you by My Trucker Pro, an online platform for transportation professionals, making it easier to do business. Join for free at mytruckerpro.com.
That concludes our show. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please tell a friend and make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to your favorite podcast platform. Thank you for listening to the Trucking Entrepreneurs Podcast.